はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、
ヨシです。
高瀬です。
Peter here, survival phrases number 40.As always brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. We are joined again by the Nagasaki Connection. Takase-san, what are we talking about today?
Jinja.
We are talking about shrines. Last week we gave you...
Otera.
Temples. And this week we're talking about shrines. Now, for a foreigner visiting Japan, it may seem quite intimidating when you show up at a shrine. And...It's a sacred place, so you don't want to do anything wrong or anything to offend anybody inadvertently. So what we're going to do today is give you a conversation about asking what to do at a shrine. Last week, we asked what to do at a temple. Now, last week, we also didn't have enough time to cover some of the customs, why they do it, and things like that. So today, in addition to the conversation, we're going to cover those topics. Now, today's conversation is very similar to what we had last week. So for those of you who caught last week's show...This should be like a review with just some new words in there. For those of you who haven't, please listen to Survival Phrases number 39 before you listen to this one. Or afterwards, vice versa, works for us too. Now we're going to have a short dialogue between Yoshi-san and Takase-san, which takes place at a shrine. All right, here we go.
すみません。お参りの仕方を教えてください。
あ、いいですよ。最初にこの水で手を洗います。その後、本殿に行きます。そこでお金を入れて鈴を鳴らします。それから2回礼をして2回手をたたき、もう一度礼をします。
すみません。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
最初にこの水で手を洗います。
最初にこの水で手を洗います。はい、わかりました。
その後、本殿に行きます。
すみません。本殿は何ですか？
あの建物のことです。
はい、わかりました。
そこでお金を入れて、鈴を鳴らします。
そこでお金を入れて、鈴を鳴らします。
それから、2回礼をして、2回手をたたき、もう一度礼をします。
それから、二回礼をして、二回手を叩き、もう一度礼をします。はい、わかりました。ありがとうございました。
Now, we're going to give the conversation one more time. This time, I'll put the English in.
すみません。
Excuse me.
お参りの仕方を教えてください。
Please tell me the way to visit the shrine.
あ、いいですよ。
Oh, sure.
最初にこの水で手を洗います。
First, wash your hands with this water.
その後、本殿に行きます。
After that, go to the 本殿。
そこでお金を入れて。
There, put money in.
鈴を鳴らします。
And ring the bell.
それから2回礼をして。
Then, bow twice.
2回手を叩き。
Clap twice.
もう一度礼をします。
And bow once again.
すみません。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
Excuse me. One more time, please. Slowly, please.
最初にこの水で手を洗います。
First, wash your hands with this water.
最初にこの水で手を洗います。
First, I wash my hands with this water.
はい、わかりました。
Yes, I understand.
その後、本殿に行きます。
After that, go to the 本殿。
すみません。本殿は何ですか？
Excuse me, what's 本殿？
あの建物のことです。
It's that building.
はい、わかりました。
Yes, I understand.
そこでお金を入れて、鈴を鳴らします。
There, put money in and ring the bell.
そこでお金を入れて、鈴を鳴らします。
There, put money in and ring the bell.
それから2回礼をして、2回手をたたき。
Then, bow twice, clap twice.
もう一度礼をします。
And bow once again.
それから2回礼をして2回手をたたき
Then bow twice, clap twice
もう一度礼をします
And bow once again
はい、わかりました
Yes, I understand
ありがとうございました
Thank you Now comparing today's conversation with the conversation about temples It's quite apparent that visiting a temple and visiting a shrine are two different things, right Takase-san?
Yes.
What's different about the shrine? What are we doing at the shrine?
You ring a bell and clap your hands in shrine.
Which do you like better?
I prefer shrine.
Yeah, it's fun to ring the bell. Yes. We don't have to be bashful. But speaking as a foreigner, the first time you go up there, I get nervous, you know, because you're not alone. Any advice for everybody out there? Should I be nervous?
No, just you can do whatever you want to do.
That's the spirit. Listen, yes. Take Takase-san's great advice. Just go up there and do it. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a closer look at today's conversation. Now, on purpose, we had Yoshi-san, who's playing the foreigner, repeat everything that Takase-san, the native Japanese, was saying. And this is so that you can hear the phrase over and over. Now what we're going to do is going to walk our way through the parts of the conversation. Some of it, again, is similar to last week, but we'll just give a quick review. Yoshi-san, first line.
すみません.
Now this is in every single survival phrases. I think so. Takase-san, everyone?
Yes, every time.
It's a really great phrase. This is what you want. Again, getting someone's attention. Excuse me. Bump someone. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Followed by?
お参りの仕方を教えてください.
And last week, we took this sentence apart again. At the end, we have the verb in its te form. The verb is to teach, followed by kudasai, please, please teach. And it can be also interpreted as please tell. And please tell us what, Yoshi-san?
お参りの仕方.
The way of visiting. And this time, Yoshi-san, what are we visiting?
神社.
Shrine. This is followed by Takase-san.
あ、いいですよ.
Ah, sure. I is Japanese for good. So the literal translation here is, ah, it's good. But again, we have to interpret. Yoshi-san is asking to be taught about the temple. Takase-san's answer is, it's good. Again, literal, it should be interpreted as, it's okay. Sure, I'll do it. Followed by,
最初にこの水で手を洗います.
Again, same as in the temple episode. First, wash your hands with this water. Now, a couple things we want to stop and point out here. Takase-san. Why do we wash our hands before we visit the temple?
Because you are dirty.
Very diplomatic way of putting it. We have to purify ourselves.
Right.
Now, there's a certain way to purify yourself, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about that?
If you go to a shrine or temple, you see this like a little bath type of thing.
Exactly. Kind of like a stone trough.
Right.
It's about, how high is it? About 2 feet?
I think it's about maybe 3 feet.
Okay. Pretty big, right?
Mm-hmm.
Accessible to more than one person, usually more than one person at a time.
Yes. And you see those hishaku?
A ladle, but it's a very long ladle. The wood is about 2 feet, and on the end there's a cup. And the cup can hold a decent amount of water. So what do we do with this ladle?
First you grab it with your right hand.
The hand is important here.
Then you scoop the water and wash your left hand with it.
Okay, right washes left.
Now you clean your left hand.
The left hand is purified.
Now you switch your hand. Take the ladle on your left hand and wash your right hand.
Now both hands are purified.
Yes. Then change your hand again. Take the ladle in your right hand and scoop some more water and put it on your left hand, and that's for washing your mouth.
Ah, so you put it inside your left hand.
Yes.
So you cup your left hand, and you take the ladle in your right hand, and you put water in.
Mm-hmm.
And you put the water into your mouth. Do you drink it?
No, just wash it.
And then where do you spit it back out?
They usually have the water, the outlet. Like
a gutter or something?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't spit the water back in
mm-hmm.
with the other water, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And you usually want to take the water you put in to your mouth from the the part where the water is like freshly coming out.
So from the fountain?
Yes.
From where, the running water where it's exiting?
I suggest so.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea.
But I heard some people wash like fruits and dishes, right, Takase-san, with this water?
Yeah, I heard Yoshi does it.
I heard Takase-san washes her fruits in this holy
and he
water.
He washes his dishes.
I thought it was his clothes. When he comes back to work, we're right across the street from Hiei Jinja. So when he comes back with wet clothes, we know he got thrown out of the jinja.
Correct.
Okay, we're getting a little exaggerated here. All right, Takase-san, are we now clean?
Yes.
All right, now that we're clean, what do we do next?
その後本殿に行きます.
The first part of this, その後, again, we had this last week, after that. Then we have, can you give us the word one more time?
本殿.
本殿. This is the main building of a shrine. Last week, what did we have?
本堂.
The main building of a temple, so they're different. Give it to us one more time.
本殿.
For a shrine.
本堂.
For a temple. Possibly a way to remember this is, can you give us the Japanese for temple?
お寺.
It starts with the honorific prefix, O. What's the main building of a temple?
本堂.
So again, it ends with an O. So maybe this could be a good mnemonic that you can remember this by. What do you think, Takase-san?
Well, I didn't know it until last week that you call the building as 本堂.
But you remembered it, so it works.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome, Takase. Thank you. You're the one who taught us. What a glorious day. Okay, then this is followed by?
に行きます.
Go to. Next sentence.
そこでお金を入れて.
There, you put in money. Now, this is the same exact phrase we had from last week with the temples. And I noticed that whichever one you go to, whether it be shrines, jinja, or temples, otera, you're putting in money. Now, my question for you is, how much do we put in? You know, Japan has a lot of coins, and they have a lot of bills. Actually, not so many bills. 1,000 yen, 5,000, and 10,000. What do most people put in? Bills? Coins? Help us out here. Yoshi-san?
I think it's common to put coins. Maybe not over 100 yen.
I like that. Tell me more.
About like a dollar or less. But some people, I think it all depends on you and how much you're wishing for this wish.
So wait, you go up there, are you praying or are you wishing?
What's the difference?
Okay, wait, let's just take one thing at a time, but we're going to address this in a minute. Are you actually praying or wishing? We'll address this in a minute. Let's finish up with the money here. So 100 yen, which is about one US dollar.
Mm-hmm. Japan has 6 coins, and I think it's common to put goen, which is 5 yen,
uh-huh.
or juen, like 10 yen.
And just one coin, or a handful of coins?
It could be just one.
Okay, let's really get to the bottom of this. Yoshi-san, last time you went to a temple or a shrine, how much money did you put in?
I think I put 50 yen, because I had it in my pocket.
Takase-san, how about yourself?
I put 5 yen, because I didn't have 10 yen coins.
So if you had 10 yen, you would have went with 10 yen?
Yes.
Okay. So Yoshi-san, is there a special way to put the money in?
I think there is. I'm not so sure about this. Somewhere I found this article that you're supposed to put each coins, like from 1 yen up to 50 yen, that makes 66 yen.
Oh, very interesting. We're going to check this out further and stop by the PDF for more information about this. Now, usually what most people do is they walk up to the place where you put the money in and you just drop the money in. But last year I went to Asakusa for New Year's. Takase-san, give me an idea how many people are going to be there.
You can't move.
You really can't move. So you couldn't get to the front, so people were just throwing their coins. They were lined up about 10 people deep, and they would just get to the area and just start throwing their coins. Again, that's kind of a rare case, but normally you want to walk up, drop your coin in. And then back to this Are you wishing or praying? Yoshi-san, help us out here. Are we wishing or praying when you drop the money in?
I think you are praying to God and wishing your wishes.
So when you go up there and you put the money in, you ask to receive or you're hoping that something will happen.
You can, I think.
Yeah, I remember going to a few and asking that things work out a certain way. Okay, now we're running out of time. Let's finish up here. Takase-san, what do we have next?
Suzu o narashimasu.
Ring the bell. Word for bell is?
Suzu.
Break it down.
Suzu. Suzu.
And we mark this with the object marker.
Wo.
And the word to ring is?
Narasu.
That's in the dictionary form. Break it down.
Narasu. Narasu.
And here we have the polite form.
Narashimasu.
Next sentence.
それから2回礼をして.
Then, bow twice. What's the word for bow?
Lei.
Break it down.
Lei. Lei.
And here we're doing it two times, so we have?
2回礼をする.
That's followed by?
2回手を叩き.
Clap your hands twice. The word for two times is?
2回.
The word for hand we had before?
Te.
And it's actually to strike the verb in this sentence, which is?
叩く.
That's the dictionary form. Here we have?
叩き.
The phrase?
手を叩き.
Actually means hands strike, hands hit. But again, we have to interpret here. When you hit your hands together, they make a clapping sound. And that's where we get clap. Followed by?
もう一度礼をします.
Bow once again. もう一度. This is from our favorite expression. Takase-san?
もう一度お願いします.
Once more, bow once more. So when you go to a shrine, you walk up, you put your money in, you ring the bell, bow twice, clap twice, and bow once. Now we're going to see if we can get Yoshi-san doing this. Would you like to see that, Takase-san?
Yes.
Okay, we can't turn that down. So, again, it's just going to be a talking head video. We'll see about getting a video or something up for you on the website.
Yatta!
All right, with that said, that's going to do it for today. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we have, inside the PDF, a much more detailed explanation of what we talked about today. If you're coming to Japan, you can stop by JapanesePod101.com. Get them before you come to Japan. That way you have them while you're traveling around. It will make your trip that much easier. All right, that's going to do it for today.
またね。
また明日。